Good morning to all of you. We're glad that you're in the Lord's house today. And on our call to worship, I want to take you back again to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 to verse 16, where we read just a simple two-word sentence. Rejoice evermore. Rejoice evermore. You know, the Bible can be very pointed sometimes, and the Bible can be very clear and simple. We are encouraged in this passage of Scripture to rejoice how often? Evermore. Now, that's a pretty broad word, is it not? We are to be an example to this world of what it means to know the joy of the Lord. This world is full of sorrow, is it not? This world is full of trouble and difficulty. People are under immense pressure. Christians are under immense pressure. But yet there should be within us that internal and that external experience of rejoicing in the Lord. We can all look at each other and we can tell how much weight we have on us. We can look into each other's faces and we can see, oh, they're having a bad day. I think I'm not going to say anything to them and kind of walk away. And then there are times in which we are easily approachable. But the standard, the example that's given to us in the Word is that we are to rejoice evermore. Now, that means something to us. It means that we need to put ourselves in the place where we can rejoice. Now, what does that mean? That means to be in the center of God's will. If you put yourself in the center of God's will, then one thing will be for sure, you will be able to rejoice. Now, it doesn't mean that it's going to be all smooth and everything's going to be nice and everybody's going to be happy all the time. It doesn't mean that. It means in the midst of sorrow, you can have rejoicing. In the midst of trouble, you can have rejoicing. Why? Because you are centered in Jesus Christ. And that's the picture of this entire book here. There are a lot of misconceptions there at Thessalonica. There were people that were teaching, well, the rapture's already taken place and everybody's gone to heaven. We're left behind and we're in the middle of the tribulation period. And they were going through all kinds of crazy stuff. They were not able to rejoice because they had been giving false teaching, and that false teaching had robbed them of their rejoicing. That is a standard principle in the Word of God. When there is false teaching, you are robbed of the ability to rejoice in the Lord. Now, what they do is they'll manufacture some kind of a man-made rejoicing, but it's not real. It doesn't come from the heart. It comes from something else, the emotions and things of that nature. So you and I are encouraged today as we come together to worship the Lord to rejoice. You say, well, you don't know the kind of morning I've had, Pastor Brainerd. Well, I know this. I know the God of the morning. And I know the God of the morning can give you rejoicing in your heart. So what you need to do is end whatever you've started and get yourself centered in on the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, and then you can rejoice no matter what happens, no matter what discouragement may come your way, because we're encouraged in the Word of God. Rejoice how much? Evermore. Period. And so I want to encourage you this morning with that verse.